With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Moscow on Thursday released U.S. journalist Evan Gerskovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissidents including Vladimir Kara-Murza, in a multinational deal officials say has set 24 people free. President Biden says this day is a long time coming.
This is an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country who've been praying for this day for a long time.
The trade follows years of back-channel negotiations, despite relations between Moscow and Washington being at their lowest point since the Cold War after Russia invaded Ukraine. Among those the Russians got back is Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted in Germany of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Russia launches its biggest drone barrage against Ukraine in 7 months, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force says forces shot down all 89 Shahed drones launched by Russia in a nighttime attack on the country in what was one of the largest drone barrages this year. No damage or injuries were immediately reported in the bombardment, which mostly targeted the region of Kyiv, the capital. One aviation expert tells the AP the Russian drones are being shot down by Ukraine's Soviet-era aircraft, adding the Air Force is using electronic jamming against the drone's GPS. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military says it has confirmed that the head of Hamas's military wing was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. The announcement about Mohammed Deif comes a day after the assassination of Hamas's political chief in an airstrike in Iran. SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reports efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill as lawmakers proceed with legislative efforts. This is SRN News. It was a rough day on Wall Street, with all three indexes posting big losses from the previous day's advances simply disappeared. More from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Thursday over worries that the Federal Reserve may have missed its window to cut interest rates before undercutting the economy's growth. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% after a report showed U.S. manufacturing activity is still shrinking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 2.3%. The action was even stronger in the bonds market, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury sank below 4% after data showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits. Wall Street's losses would have been worse if not for gains from Facebook owner Meta Platforms following a strong profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.